Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and the moment you've all been waiting for, Grim Sentai Corner with Discipline. We are back, continuing on the true route, but I also found out it's pretty easy to get a lot of the other ones, even though we'd still have to do a lot of reading, and there's other ones I want to get to. So let's go ahead and just get through it, as we have quite a bit more of this true ending path. My penis, already covered in sticky fluid, slides into her. As I penetrate deep inside of her, the pleasure of the heat and the tightness makes the pain of being tied up disappear. It feels so good, it's like her entire vagina is squeezing my penis. It feels so good, I can't believe it. So, do you like it inside of me? Man, what a weird question. Stop daydreaming. Answer my question. It feels good. I am overpowered by this sensation and no longer have the strength to fight back. I answer her honestly. You're finally behaving yourself. Good. As a thank you, I will make it even better. She says and smiles as she squeezes my penis with incredible force. Not yet. I'll let you come later. She begins to move her hips in an exquisite way and pumps my penis with her vagina. Squeeze, pump, grind. Wait, time out. If you do that, I can't believe a girl my age can move her hips like this. She's cleverly torturing me. Don't be shy. I'm not giving it my all, you know. Grind, squish. Your thing, I like it. If you want, you can be our club manager. Of course, you'll be ours exclusively. Now, I may have read this stuff before, but hey, we're getting close. No, thank you. I endure the sensations and squeeze my voice out to decline. Under those conditions, I wouldn't last long. That's too bad. In that case, I'm not holding back. Please slow down. I'm about to lose my mind. That's okay. Lose your mind. How's this? She says and squeezes my shaft with her vagina. I'm going to break. If I move like this, you're gonna come right away. Squish, grind. Wow. Go ahead, come. I'm gonna come if you... If you do that, I'll come. Go ahead, let it out if you can. It's coming. It's gonna come out. Twitch, twitch. Even though I knew it's impossible, I raised my hips and worked my way towards orgasm. An incredible sensation runs through my body, but I cannot experience a release. I feel the cum building up in me, but it's being dammed and not a drop can come out. What's wrong? Nothing's coming out. Please let me release. I know it's futile, but I beg her in a pitiful voice. See me like that, she smiles. You want to let it out that badly? I nod my head. Then beg and I'll think about it. Please let me release. Yamanaka smiles satisfactorily. No, it should be satisfactorily. I don't know. And looks down at me. Oh, I guess I'll let you let it out then. So do you want to come inside or outside? Outside. Outside is fine, just hurry. I don't care so long as I get to release. Besides, I know it's trouble to release inside. No matter how good it feels, who knows what they will say to me. I see, you're a good guy. Fine, I'll let you let it out, but first I have to get some satisfaction. She says and suddenly speeds up the motion of her hips. As the sensation intensifies, I begin to shake again and pass out. Embarrassing, sticky sounds come from our point of contact as she moves her hips erotically. I'm gonna come then. Hurry, please let me release. Don't rush me. Hang on a second, I'm about to come. She moves her hips and her shoulders begin to shake as she nears her orgasm. At the same time, she squeezes me harder and the intense pleasure makes me faint. It feels so good. I'm gonna come. I'm about to come. Ouch! Hurry! I'm coming! Shudder, tremble. As she climaxes, she begins to tremble on top of me. She squeezes my penis deep inside of her like a vice. The intense stimulation brings me closer to climaxing, but I'm still tied up so I can't have my final satisfaction. My penis is about to explode, my mouth pops open and closed. It takes everything in me to endure this pain and pleasure. I came. I saw. I conquered. Hurry! I know, don't rush me, I'll let you come. She's still shaking from the afterwaves of pleasure as she unties the band that is tightly constricting my penis. Snap! My penis slips out of her. It's about to explode. The opening opens and closes in anticipation of that moment. Wow, look at that! The band is so tight, it's about to snap! Hurry! Yes, I'll take it off right away. Here goes, she says and unties the band that is tightly constricting my penis. Snap, twitch! Immediately the semen that had been blocked rushed to my urethra. My body convulses with pleasure. Ah! Twitch, shudder, shake, squirt. In that instant, white semen comes shooting out of me like a cannon and covers her whole body. The sense of release and pleasure make my head go blank. Shudder, squirt. No splurt. It's hot. It's going all over me. Yuck, it's nasty. The mountain force is something to behold. Yamanaka's body is getting covered with my white fluid. As she jeers at me, I cover her body with everything that I was forced to hold in. Spurt, squirt. The flow finally slows down. I squeeze it out to the last drop and finally stop ejaculating. I am finally freed from the pain. Steeped in the afterwaves of my ejaculation, I sigh deeply and my whole body goes limp. Huh? What is all this? It's all sticky. She looks at the semen covering her body with disgust. It's dripping down her body, exuding a sickly smell of sex. You just let all that out. How can you still have so much? It stinks. I feel sick. I'm talking to you. I'm in a daze. I don't have the strength left in me to answer. Fine, I got my satisfaction, so I'll let it go. She says as if spitting out something foul and climbs off of me. Hayami-kun is still hard, so if you're gonna do it, now's your chance. I guess I'll finish him off then. What? More? Her body freezes in dismay at my response. You're still hard, so that means you still have some left to release, right? Then I'll squeeze it out of you. But... I just came. Please let me rest for a bit. If I don't, I will seriously die. Don't be a baby. Besides, if we wait too long, you won't be able to get it up again. It's okay, we're not that evil. We'll only half kill you, then we'll let you go. She says and climbs on top of me. Of course. Because I cannot move, I have no way to resist. Stop, there's no more. How do you know if you don't try? It's the last time, so I won't tie it up. You can let out as much as you want to. Please stop. I said I can't do it anymore. Then what is this? For not being able to do it, your thing is still totally hard. Yeah, I mean, she's right there. But... Stop making excuses. Shut up and just stay hard. Sounds like a dragon lady to me. She's annoyed at me for resisting. She shoves my penis inside of her vagina. Slither. My penis slides right into her. In that moment, the sensation goes to my head. Take it out! No, I'm not taking it out until I come. She says and suddenly begins to move her hips at an incredible speed. Ah, that's great. Come on, move your hips like you mean it. If you don't, it's gonna take forever for me to come. Maya doesn't give a damn about my suffering. She continues to move her hips for her own pleasure. Come on, I'm about to come! For the next 20 minutes, she violated me. Of course, she hadn't climaxed at all, but I had come 3 times in the meantime. The first 2 times, I came inside of her, and I just came outside of her a second ago. In order to prolong her pleasure, she adjusted the movement of her hips. She showed me no mercy. But because I was no longer tied and couldn't hold it in, I came repeatedly. It would have been better for my strength if I had been tied. With no reprieve, my consciousness is hazy, my hips are weak, my heart rate is dangerously high. I feel like my life is in danger. Come come on, here we go. It's the last time, so get into it and come. Maya says and shakes her hips in our last dash towards climax. With an incredible noise, our fluids come splashing out where our bodies were joined. Ah, it's coming out. It's coming. If you move like that, I'll... Ah, go ahead. Come. I'm coming too. Pant, I'm coming. I can't move. I can't anymore. Ah, I'm coming. After we both come at the same time, Maya twists her shaking hips and pulls my penis out of her vagina. Schwop. White fluid comes shooting out of the red tip of my penis with incredible force. Ah, there it is. So much again. Maya is covered in that hot, thick, white fluid. She is shaking with pleasure that spreads throughout her body. As she looks down at me, I spurt out an incredible amount of fluid. Squirt, gush. Ah, it's hot. I can't believe how much you let out. It's too much. How many times is this? Your brain must be filled with semen. Twitch. Once I completely release, the waves of sensation begin to subside and my consciousness lapses. And my penis starts to go limp. That felt good. That was quite a ride. Did it kill Hayami-kun? Huh? His eyes are rolled back. Well, at least he's breathing. You're right, Maya. It's because you were too rough on him. I can't help it. Besides, it's his fault. You're right. Well, I'm sure he learned his lesson. We'll never peep again. What are we gonna do? He's totally passed out. Let's put his clothes back on him and toss him out into the hallway. He'll come to eventually. They untie me, put my clothes on, and throw me out into the hall. When I wake up, it's as though I've been sleeping in the hallway having nightmares. It takes me about 3 minutes to fully comprehend the situation. I sit there in shock. What horrible people. They use me, then toss me out into the hallway when they're done. I feel like I've been tricked. My back. My lower back is a wreck. Yeah, I know the feeling. I start walking towards the school gates to make my way home. My groin stings with each step I take, been there before, and I have no strength in my back. My back hurts so bad I can barely stand up. I've never been such a wreck, not even after running a marathon. Why does this have to happen to me? They really are horrible. I was afraid they were going to kill me. Well, at least it seems as though I've been forgiven for peeping. With all they did to me, I'm sure they won't rat on me. But to have my precious first time be ruined like that, what a high price to pay. I was hoping to have my first experience with someone I loved. My dreams of getting married to that person, having about 2 kids, and a picture-perfect family have been ruined by those girls. I hope this doesn't traumatize me. I sigh deeply and look up at the sky. I see that it's pretty late. There's no point in complaining. I send what strength I have left to my legs and desperately put 1 foot in front of the other. As I stumble to the gates, my eyes meet those of the guy standing there. Hey, what took you so long? S- But you get it. I look at him, looking as though nothing ever happened, and my fist shakes with anger. You give me back my life dream, you asshole! I added the "you asshole," but that's pretty much what he wants to say. Your life dream? Shut up, you bastard! Because of you? Okay, okay, calm down. As far as I can see, you don't look hurt. And so what? I almost got killed! Now, now. It's your fault for not running away. You could have warned me before you took off. I did it in a small voice. I couldn't very well raise my voice. Oh yeah, sure he did, the sneaky fucker. He probably wanted it to happen. Bastard. I bet he did it on purpose. Yep. Man, it's like the fucking character's reading my mind. Do you have any idea what I've been through because of you? I have an idea. Everyone in that club is a sadist, and that's who you decide to saddle me with? You fucking... Sorry. Why did you take me there? They drained at least a week's worth out of me. A month for normal people. Don't get so mad. You're lucky that's all they did to you. There was one guy who got caught and they put super glue in his urethra and anus. Ow! He's left and went home because of the shock. I wonder what he's doing now. Not that it's any of my concern. My guess is he's probably a goddamn monk somewhere now. Shit, after you had your anus and your fucking urethra super glued? Oh, Jesus. I can just imagine. Wait a second, I don't really want to know, but how many have there been before me? Off the top of my head, about 4. There's gotta have been more than that. Bastard. I thought he had a little bit of good in him, but he's evil. I was about to be fooled. Then let bygones be... Hold on. Let's let bygones be bygones. I hope we can be friends, buddy. I'm not your buddy, you angel of death. No need to look so angry. I'll take you someplace better next time. What's your type, Hayami? Lolitas? Big tits? I like big tits. Don't be so pissy, I get it. You like the really twisted type, don't you? Leave it to me, I'll take care of you. Ah ha 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 ha. Yeah. Die, pseudo. Somehow, I make it back to the dorm. I take off my shoes and crawl into the entryway. I'm home. Otokawa happens to be passing by and says hello. What happened? You look like the life's been sucked out of you. Yeah, ding ding ding, a bunch of fucking succubuses. Well, it was kind of my fault, but you see, they really, really, really fucked me over. Those fucking hell bitches. Exactly. What do you mean? I gotta get to bed, lady. Move the fuck out of my way. I stumbled towards my room. I can barely stand up. If I don't rest my body soon, I think I will pass out. Why are you pretending to be an old person about to die? Come on! You don't know the trouble I've seen. Otakawa pushes me forcefully with her hand. I'm sure she thought she was pushing lightly, but to me, it was pretty hard. Why do all these women have, like, fucking crazy retard strength? I lose my balance from being pushed and fall to the floor. Oh, come on, I pushed you so lightly. Snap out of it. Is my protagonist a fucking twig? Lift some goddamn weights, Hayami. Please take me to my room. I used the last of my strength to utter those words and slip into the unconsciousness. What kind of joke is this? It's not funny at all. Oh, his eyes are rolled back. Hey, come on! Oh no, he's completely passed out. When I open my eyes, I'm in my own bed. I guess I passed out after that. I still feel weak, but I seem a little better. I've recovered enough so I can get up and walk around. Once I confirm this, I get out of bed slowly. At the same time, I look at the clock. I haven't slept that long. I can still make it to dinner. I get up and shake my numb head and decided to go downstairs. When I get to the dining room, I see that everyone is at the table and they're about to start eating. When she sees me, Otakawa asks how I'm doing. Are you feeling okay? Yeah, I'm fine now. I'm still tired, but I'm much better than when I came home. But what happened to make you pass out like that? I'm sure he was just anxious about his first day. Not very manly. How dare you! A man is not allowed to be anxious, is he? Miyagishi must have heard about me passing out from Otakawa. She's giving me a hard time. No, that's not it. Then Sudo must have done something to you. He's not totally unrelated, but he's not the direct cause. Then what is it? Well, I can't tell them. I got caught peeping and the tennis club raped me for hours. So what is it? Never mind, it doesn't matter. I'm just worried about you. Otakawa angrily puffs her cheeks out because I refuse to tell her. Okay. I bet it's something too nasty to tell us. Kanada has been reading a reference book, blurts out. What? Is it true? What proof do you have? Well, you were with Sudo, right? That's proof enough. Miyagishi and Anomi agree with Kanada. Sudo seems to have a reputation at this school. kind of things did he do to get such a bad reputation? Never mind. Let's stop imagining things and trying our theories. It's making Hayami-kun uncomfortable. That Otokawa, if it weren't for her, I wouldn't last 3 days in this dorm. Now that we're all here, let's eat. With that statement, I am finally relieved and take my seat. Once we're all seated, she brings out the dinner. Maybe it's because of all the rigorous exercise I got today, but I'm starving. As soon as the food arrives, I begin to shovel food into my mouth. After a little while, Miyagishi starts chatting. Of course, the topic gravitates towards me. Hey, by the way, I heard that you're in the same class as Otokawa, Hayami-kun. Lucky. I wish I was in the same class. I don't know about that. So that means you're in the same class as the princess. The princess? Leona Morimoto. Princess is one of her nicknames. She's more like the Empress Dowager than a princess. You already met her, right? She came to school today. Not only did I meet her, she slapped me in the fucking face. I remember the events of that day and get angry again. Because of that girl, nothing good happened that day. I'm sure it's because of her that my fortune turned so bad. Sound like she's already done something to you. Who the hell is she? You don't know anything about her? No. If I knew, I wouldn't have been in that position. I see, makes sense you just transferred here. I can see that you wouldn't have heard any rumors. Leona Morimoto is the daughter of Morimoto Conglomerate who owns this school. What? Morimoto Conglomerate is in the world famous business known for pioneering all kinds of industries? That's right. The Morimoto Group that has a hand in all kinds of things all over the world, from condoms to missiles. She's the daughter of elites. Even I've heard that name before. I had no idea she came from such a background. No wonder she can have that kind of attitude. You can actually say she owns the school. That's why she can do what she wants. Must be nice. That's why the teachers turn a blind eye. No one can stop her. The wealthy and the politicians from all over the country are trying to get in with the Morimoto Group by sending their daughters here. They're solidifying Leona Morimoto's power by becoming her groupies. This school would cease to exist if Leona Morimoto decided she didn't like it. That must be an exaggeration. You'll find out soon enough if it's an exaggeration or not. Don't scare him like that. Hayami-kun is gonna stay here until he graduates. That's if he can endure it. Guys transfer away from our school 50% more than from other schools. I get even more uncomfortable hearing that. Oh, don't worry so much. She'll be fine if you stay away from her. And what if she won't stay away from him? Well, then... Odakawa can't answer. See? You should be careful. You're her type. Please don't curse me like that. Hey, I remember there was a guy who's a lot like Takun. I saw Leona do horrible things to him. See? What kind of things? Want me to tell you? Let's see, I was cutting glass and sleeping in the infirmary and Leona brought him there. And I was secretly watching. He had to take his clothes off and Leona's gang did all kinds of embarrassing things to him. That's not the part that was so bad. I think that's bad enough. And then? Don't tell us anything gross while we're eating. Nanamiya ignores Odakawa's warning and continues her story. Well, Leona said that the guy had too much skin and that she was gonna operate, and she pulls out these scissors. This is getting good. Miyagishi is listening to Nonomiya's story with great interest. Chills run up my spine and I stop eating. So she begins to cut his skin with no anesthesia or nothing. The guy was screaming. Blood was going everywhere. It was pandemonium. It was hell. Of course, this gave Leona great pleasure. Don't talk about things like that during dinner. It's disgusting, even if it's a joke. Odakawa can't stand it anymore. She bangs on the table to get her to stop. It's not a joke. Whoop, 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 whoop. Odakawa's outburst stopped the conversation and we eat in silence for a while. But that doesn't last long. Once things have calmed down a little, Nanamiya starts chatting again. By the way, what club have you decided to join, Hayami-kun? A club? I haven't decided yet. There's nothing I'm really interested in. I think I'll be in the Go Home Club for a while. Anything wrong with that? It won't happen. You're a guy. You won't be allowed to be in the Go Home Club. What does that mean? I'll explain it to you. Otakawa interjects to make sure the conversation doesn't go in the same direction as before. To put it simply, there aren't a lot of guys at this school. There aren't a lot of clubs who want guys as members. I can understand that, but isn't it up to the individual what club to join? Sure, if that kind of logic worked, but depending on the club, there are some people who aren't so nice. You should steer clear of any clubs that Leona Morimoto is associated with. If you're in the Go Home Club, eventually you'll be forced into a club and you won't be allowed to quit and you'll have to live with it. I have a problem with that. I'm sure that would happen at this school. That scares me. then you should decide on a club to join. If you join a club before you get coerced, you don't have to worry about it. So it's just a suggestion, but I can recommend a good club. What club is that? The Karate Club. Our club is great. You can touch girls to your heart's content, and the guys love it. The only guy we had just quit the other day. I'll get you in if you like. Karate. You can't sign him up. Not fair. Don't join the karate club. The guy who quit was beaten up during practice and had to go to the hospital. That's why he quit. Man, they play for keeps when it comes to this shit. Hey, Nonomi, keep your mouth shut. Is that true? It's true, he was a human sandbag. I will definitely not be joining the karate club. Miyagishi glares at Nonomiya. Then how about my club? Huh? Nonomiya approaches me. Hang on, what's a guy gonna do in the cheerleading club? Hang on a second, cheerleaders doesn't wear a skirt and wave those pom-pom things around? That's right. Impossible. There's no way Hayami-kun would do that. Besides, who would want to watch a guy do that? Who cares? Besides, there are no rules that say a guy can't be a cheerleader. Who would write a rule like that anyway? It's just common sense. That's enough. Hayami-kun's confused. Just let him do what he wants. Heh, always playing the honor student. Did you say something? I didn't say anything, just talking to myself. So Hayami-kun, what kind of club do you want to join? There's nothing specific that I want to do. That's pitiful. You're a guy, you need to sweat. Be a guy. I used to be in the swimming club, but it was a lot of work. But if I have to decide, maybe I'll go with the literary club. It seems fun. I didn't miss the sparkle in Onokawa's eyes as I said that. If that's the case, there's a good one, the Bible study group. That would be perfect for you. If you join now, you'll get a special gift of a leather-bound new Bible. Isn't that great? Nonomiya and Miyagishi shoot cold looks at Onokawa, who has gone into full recruitment mode. Ahem, just kidding. Really, it's best if you decide on your own. Well, for the time being, I have no interest in joining a club, so... Well, if that's the case, I won't press it, but just be warned. I'm sure clubs that couldn't... Wow, that was a mouthful. I'm sure clubs that couldn't recruit enough new members this year are gonna have their eyes on you. there are a few clubs that are close to being shut down because they don't have enough guys. Eventually, you're going to have to join something, like it or not. I'll decide on a club before that happens. Then I hope you consider the karate club. You can come and check it out anytime. The cheerleader club, too. I'll think about it. Making sure that all eyes were off me, Otakawa whispers in my ear. Think about joining my club. You can be in a few study groups. Say what she may, but Otakawa is trying to recruit me too. Dinner finished, I watch Otakawa clean up out the corner of my eye. I sit with my elbows on the table and start to drift off as I watch TV. I've reached my physical limit. It was an absolutely exhausting day. Hayami-kun, you're gonna catch cold if you sleep there. Why don't you go take a bath? It's been the guy's turn for a while. Is it already that late? Yes, if you don't hurry, I'm gonna drain the tub. That'll be bad. I have to take a hot bath before bed and wash away some of this exhaustion. Okay, I'll go take a bath then. In that case, pull the plug when you get out. Okay. I rush to get my things together for my bath and walk quickly to the bathroom. I enter the changing room and begin to take off my clothes. It's the guy's time, so no one is here. I look at the clothes basket and see that someone has left some clothes behind. Sloppy. It's girls' clothing. I'm the only one here, so that makes sense. I'm sure someone just left it here. Or just left them here, rather. How careless. Well, I guess it's been all girls here, so I don't blame them. But wait a second. Does that mean they left their underwear behind, too? I give in to my curiosity and look through the clothes. Here's a bra. I find a bra in the pile of clothes. I don't know who it belongs to. I use the excuse that I'm investigating to determine the owner and pick it up. It's pretty big. That means it doesn't belong to Nonomiya. It would be way too big on her. The other three are larger than average. I have to look more closely to figure it out. I put it loosely up against my chest. Definitely large. Inordinately large. Ahem. I shouldn't be doing this. I have to figure out whose this is. Yeah. I see my naked reflection in the mirror and realize I'm wearing a bra. I put the bra down and go through the other clothes. Panties. My hand reaches for the panties. I pick them up and examine them. White panties, quite fancy. They're not really dirty. But of course, I'm not going to figure out whose stuff this is by looking at the panties. I can't tell based on what they look like. I guess I have to investigate the smell, I say to myself, and indulge my desire. I bring the panties to my nose and sniff. This is not cool. Sniff, sniff. I push my nose against the crotch and sniff deeply. Despite having had all that sex today, my groin starts to react. The complex smell of urine and sweat stimulates my nose. Smelling that erotic scent, I begin to get even more excited. This could be addictive. Despite the feelings of guilt, I immerse myself in this act. My hand is wandering to my penis, which is starting to get hard. I come to and stop my hand. No, no. This makes me a freak. I shake my head to shake off my thoughts and put the underwear that I've been sniffing back where they came from.
it's a legacy.
Besides, I'm not going to determine whose they are based on the smell. I'm not a dog. Besides, I don't have time for this. I need to take a bath and get to bed so I can rest. I pull myself together and walk into the steamy bathroom with a towel wrapped around myself. My head is hard from... My thing is hard from the excitement, but I'm alone, so it really doesn't matter. Despite having released all that earlier, I'm already ready. My desire scares me. I can't see anything once in the bathroom because of the steam. I feel my way to the tub and sink into it. I go right into my shoulders. I close my eyes and relax. You can't enjoy a bath this big unless you go to a public bath. I stretch my arms and legs out, spread eagle, and enjoy the sensation. Man, that sounds good, doesn't it? That's what I need, a fucking good, relaxing bath. I feel like I'm coming back to life. Is someone there? My eyes shoot open. I stand in the steam and look in the direction the voice is coming from. As my eyes get used to the steam, I can see a human figure in the corner of the tub. I move closer to get a better look, and there I find... Shit! Splash, I almost jump out of the tub. I look closely. It's Canada, soaking in the tub without a doubt. She's not wearing her glasses, but it's Canada, without a doubt. There we go, an image of her. Really good CG. Why is Canada bathing during the guy's time? Did Otakawa trick me? No, I can't believe she would do that. Then does that mean that Canada ignored the time and came in during the guy's time? It could be. The girls here wouldn't abide by the time slots anyway. Besides, it was all girls until just the other day, so there was no guy's time. I'm sure she just forgot I was here and got into the tub. Thank God no one saw me sniffing the underwear. What would she have said if she caught me? But something strange, unlike me who can't hide his agitation, Kenna doesn't seem to upset me. Has this girl no shame? Who is it? Otakawa? Huh? How come she doesn't realize? Why, even if the visibility is limited because of the steam, there's no way she can't realize at this distance. I can clearly see Kanada's face. Or could it be that she can't see without her glasses? Kanada does really wear thick glasses. Can her eyes really be this bad without them? I nod my head exaggeratedly. Oh, it's you, Otakawa. But didn't you take a bath earlier? I shake my head wildly from side to side. Maybe I imagined it. Phew, I guess she really doesn't realize. Oh no, because I panicked and lied, now I'm in a jam. Now I have to pretend to be Otakawa. I can't very well apologize and leave. Why are you just standing there? You're gonna catch cold. I promptly lower myself into the water with a splash and try to examine Kanada's body. Without her glasses, her face is pretty nice. I couldn't tell with her clothes on, but naked, her breasts are pretty big. They say that girls with big boobs are stupid, but I think that's a myth. Huh? Shit, I'm getting an erection. As I'm checking out her body, the blood starts to rush to my groin. After all that release, how can it be so perky? How come you haven't said a word? Shit, not saying anything is too suspicious. I think I caught a cold. Cough, cough. I say as quietly as I can. It's a pretty far-fetched thing to say, but I have to make it work. Yeah, listen to your voice. Don't give it to me. Phew, she doesn't realize. I'm a genius. But I can't stay in here too long. If we get out at the same time, she'll find out when we're changing. I have to get out before then. But I can't get out without washing. But I don't want to get out of the tub with an erection. I can't sit here thinking about it. I'll wash quickly and get out before her. Splash. My erect penis exposed to Canada. I lift myself out of the tub. Canada doesn't seem to be suspicious at all, even with my hard penis in front of her face. What would she do if she had her glasses on? Are you getting out? Hey, would you mind scrubbing my back for me? It's such a hassle without my glasses. What? That would not be good. But if I refuse, she would be suspicious. I think I may have to do it. She won't find out. She can't even see my crotch and it's in her face. I convince myself and nod to Canada. I have to put it in God's hands. Alright, folks. We're gonna go ahead and end it there. Yeah, I know. Things are getting pretty damn thick, aren't they? You can cut the tension with a knife. But it's no fun if we don't have cliffhangers, right? So, at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I will be out for discipline. We will see you next time on Grim Sentai Corner with more discipline.